Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The question there was, why DeSean couldn't get into his rhythm? That's what this question was centered around. And he said, well, you know, I'm not going to answer that. Instead, I'm going to talk about how, not, you know, it's not just a one-man offense there. We all got to do better. I got to coach better. They got to catch better. They got to block better. It's not just a one-man offense. So Kevin Stefanski, elusive as ever when it comes to logic or accountability. Now, the logic thing was unfair, but accountability, yes. But it's JP. Welcome in, buddy.
Yo. What's up, man?
Not much. Well, I don't know if you heard this.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this?
The Browns crapped the bed yesterday on national television.
Yeah, we spent so much of the pregame show talking about them not doing that exact thing.
The vibes were immaculate downtown.
Oh, we had such good vibes.
I mean, those were insane vibes yesterday, and they ended about... Honestly, it was. I think Nathan had it right. I don't know if you were listening to when we had Nathan on earlier. He said somewhere in the third quarter. Right, like at the start of the third quarter is when things kind of went sideways.
Third quarter. Once I got the fan a halftime meltdown, I think that was when the vibes completely turned. I don't know.
Okay, I thought that was...
It was premature.
It was.
By a lot.
It was awesome. By a lot.
When your comment was dead on. When was this filmed in like 1972?
Yeah.
I don't know how we found that, but yeah. I thought it was around somewhere between... I don't know. I tweeted out right before the half. It couldn't have gone any worse. But I think a lot of people were holding on to the hope that the second half was going to be that much better, Nick. And then obviously the game was already done and it was blouses and there was no going back.
I wasn't the only person thinking the Baltimore game, right?
You had to be thinking the Baltimore game. You thought about the Washington game in year one with DeSean, right? Second half of that game goes for 100 yards. Amari Cooper, 2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns total. We were all thinking that. I was like, of course this is going to happen. And then it didn't happen.
It did not happen. It did not happen in a spectacular way. So it's not that I'm trying to deflect any blame from DeSean. He played as poorly as he could play outside of a drive in the third quarter. But I thought anybody putting it just on DeSean, I mocked Kevin there. I do agree that like everyone dropped the ball yesterday because I felt like energy, vibes, whatever you want to call it, I felt like that's why that turned from a game that was uncomfortable to a game that was out of reach by a wide margin.
Rodney McLeod today said that he thought they were playing hard until like the fourth quarter. Like they, like in the sideline, they didn't think that they were out of it. There was a part of me, if I can just admit how dumb of a person I am for a second here. I was thinking about the Jets game from a couple years ago where you erased the Joe Flacco game, actually, where you erased the 2-touchdown deficit. And it's like, well, maybe something like that could happen. But the game was gone and we all knew it. It was too tough. How about the job that Stefanski did in being so likable in these press conferences that you can't even be yelling at Stefanski right now when you want to be yelling at Stefanski?
Oh, I can. Oh, it infuriated me. Because again,
he does such a good job, though. He owns it. He's like, this one's on me. This is my fault. This is my problem. We'll be better. It's like, just give me something so I can yell at you.
I think the problem is, it's the art of saying nothing. The problem is, when you say nothing all the time, that's what people start to think of you.
Like there as nothing?
Is, yeah, I mean, there is a part of me that I can't trust you to give the answers. And the assumption is, sure, if you're in year five, you're not saying nothing to people in that building. But, like, it is disheartening. Like, I'm not asking for Kevin to come out and go scorched, you know, earth like I did for the first hour of this show.
Sure.
Not all. But, like, that was, I don't want to get your take on this, that was as bad of a game as I've seen from Kevin Stefanski. So, you know, usually coaches say, well, that one's on me, and it's basically, I'm going to be the meat shield for the team. No. Kevin, I know it was on you.
Was that bad as the first game he ever coached in, the Baltimore game, where the Browns lost 38-6? We then won 4 straight after that game, but the very first game he ever coached in was a bloodbath.
Can I tell you why it was? Why this game, from his standpoint, from the job Stefanski did?
Yeah, because for a second, I promise I'll let you go, but it's like the idea that Stefanski's first game, he has no idea if he's going to be a good head coach, a bad head coach. We have no idea what to expect from him. Remember, he was not the odds-on favorite by the fandom to be the head coach of the Browns, and you just got the doors beat off of you by Baltimore. Why was this one worse?
So, because that one was first-time head coach going into a division rivalry, which he had no concept of, coming from Minnesota, and it was a pandemic. So,
no fans in attendance.
No fans in attendance.
No, like, preseason.
No nothing. This was
the cardboard cutouts in the dog pound.
Like, you should be above this game. And it wasn't. And again, so the leadership thing bugs me. The fact that when the stakes are low, there's nobody that gets the tires moving. That's a sign of, like, say what you want about Baker. You could see those wheels turning even in bad Baker games, and he was trying to get those things going.
I don't want to compliment Baker all day today because Baker obviously played a great game yesterday, and it's not what you guys want to hear, but you're right. When you needed, like, somebody to be rah-rah guy, when you needed somebody to get the energy going, Baker had that. He had that in spades. That's why I always thought him and Stefanski, I thought they complimented each other in a very nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Because Stefanski doesn't have that. To your point, he doesn't have that.
But I think that's why Stefanski didn't like him. Or I don't want to say didn't like him. That's not the right. But maybe got frustrated by that outsized personality and that rah-rah-ness. But I mean, I do think this was bad because you should be above this. You should be above being a rudderless ship when this isn't year one. It's not year two. It's year five. And all these guys were here last year.
Yeah.
It's not like there's, you know, like, I know new system, new, like, I get that there's some new here. That's, you have less new on your roster than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really just talking about new schemes or new wrinkles or, you know, guys coming off injuries.
Yeah, but you know this, Nick, like, you can be all the Robert, you can be Tony Robbins out there. It doesn't matter. If you're not prepared, if you don't have the talent on the field, if whatever excuse you want to come up with, it's not going to matter. Right? And I just don't know that they were prepared for yesterday at all. I think they took this season to and week one. Remember when we had Zach Jackson a couple weeks ago? He said the first 2 weeks were an extended preseason. Deshaun's never played a solid week one of the NFL. I looked it up earlier. He's 2-5 in week ones of, or not week ones, but his season opening games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's never really played well in those games. Like, shouldn't this have been expected a little bit? And I know we don't want to think that way, but in hindsight, it feels like we should have seen this one coming.
Not to the level that it happened. Because, again, the Browns have overcome poor quarterback play as recently as the San Francisco game last year. And there's a few others, but off the top of my head, like, even Flacco bouncing back from an interception. Like, we've seen this exact same team have a quarterback that struggle and still found a way to win with a good receiver performance, the offensive line doing their job. And that's what stymies me. Like, that's where it comes back to effort and leadership to me. And that's where it comes back to Kevin and Deshaun. Not one or the other, but both is, okay, Deshaun struggled. Okay, you've got some offensive line protective issues here. It was every single guy on the offensive side of the ball that, you know, wetted the bed. And then on defense, I thought they had a couple moments where they were picking each other up.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And everything was going, but I still see a little bit of that in that defense too, of that little bit of when you get kicked, oh no, and oh well, but that was on you, like that.
Well, the sad part is that Deshaun could have been awesome yesterday and you still might have lost that game the way that the defense was. And this defense, he lost one home game all last year. Defense was dominant at home all last season. And man, Mike McCarthy looked like a genius yesterday.
Well,
he looked really smart. Dak Prescott made some really nice throws.
So he did, but they put him on the board early in that game. And so I'm willing to say that maybe Dallas took the foot off the pedal. I don't think the defense played as anywhere near as bad as the offense, though.
No, nowhere close.
I saw spurts nowhere close, where,
but it still wasn't great.
I saw spurts where, I mean, you're right. Like, the bar for them is not be you could have won that game.
Like, you still needed a solid 110 passer rating game from Deshaun to win that game anyway.
Yeah, you're probably, well, or just
if you throw the special teams in there with the return kick that they had,
150 yards from Jerome would have been good. But like, so that to me is like, I do think just piling on one person just doesn't feel like the right thing today for me. I don't know where you are with
that. No, I agree with it. I think it's interesting you brought Stefanski into the equation, because I was thinking all day yesterday, Stefanski's almost getting, not a Peterlin pass, but he's definitely getting some sort of pass from the people. I don't know what to call it.
Siciliano pass.
I don't know. A Nathan Zagura pass. Call it whatever you want. I don't care.
Mac Robinson pass.
Give me some fun name attached to it, but he was getting a pass from people. I don't know if they were just so mad at Deshaun Watson, but I was like, did two coach of the years really buy you? Well, it would turn out to be a nothing burger in week one of the season.
Yeah.
Is that just confidence in Stefanski to get that turned around? I don't know what that is.
I think it's the opposite. I think it's everything's about Deshaun.
It might be. It felt like a lot of people that were itching to go ahead and yell about Deshaun got their wish to yell about Deshaun.
I think the whole Deshaun thing, and again, I need to be really clear here. In no way am I defending what Deshaun looked like on the field yesterday. The timing wasn't there. The chemistry wasn't there. The confidence wasn't there. He looked a little slow. Yeah. He held on to the ball for too long. His throws were errant. I couldn't find a thing to come back and be like, this is the thing that you can hang your hat on if you're a Deshaun apologist. Same time, when you look kind of big picture at where that whole thing was, what were we talking about just for a second there?
Yeah, did you talk too long?
Oh, no, because what I realized is I do think it is more convenient for Browns fans to put this all on Deshaun, because if we scapegoat Deshaun, well, then we can still, it's a good vibes thing. Oh, no, this overhears the problem.
If we get rid of this, then everything will be okay.
Yep, and by the way, it's exactly what
I think you're right.
It's what happened with Baker. Baker had a bad season in which he was playing injured. And I'm going to be honest with you, this station played a huge part in this. Baker's antics wore thin, because you can't do that when you're, 8-9. And Baker getting feisty about his injury. And so you made it easy for the Browns to scapegoat Baker. And they did, because they didn't draft the guy, and who the hell cares? With Deshaun, it's just not as simple. Because you've got another $100 million and $126 in dead cap, depending on when you cut the guy.
Well, but I think for a lot of fans, it is that simple. Well, I mean, how many people are like, bench him right now? It's like it's halftime of week one.
But for anybody saying bench Deshaun, it serves no purpose. It serves no purpose.
There were so many people.
You know, and listen, you might like, I get the most popular player for the Browns is always a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I have no doubt that was part of Deshaun's thinking yesterday.
Thinking about that?
I guarantee you Deshaun was thinking, people are going to think I got benched, and that is another...
He's a very online human. He's very aware, I feel like, of what the conversation is around him. I could see that.
And so, yeah. To me, I think if you think it's all about Deshaun today, I think it's us protecting ourselves from the fact that yesterday was more than just one guy screwing up and not playing well enough.
What percentage are we putting to Stefanski here? If Deshaun's taking the bulk of the chart, the pie, the blame pie, is Stefanski number two? Is the defense number two?
I was thinking 33, 33, 33. Stefanski 33, Deshaun 33, and the rest of everything 33%.
All 33. Okay. I don't think many fans are saying that with Deshaun.
216-474.
You're right why, but yeah.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.